It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Linda Regan.
Good morning. In the League's final interview in our series exploring Springfield's 2019 Community Focus Report, my guest today is Mary Cromery, Executive Director of Ozark Greenways, here to visit about recreation, sports, and leisure. So, Mary, the Community Focus Report addresses quite a few blue ribbons regarding recreation in our area, but something that has to be considered a blue ribbon is an announcement that actually came after the report was published. I'm referring to the $21 million build grant awarded to Springfield, and I guess by virtue of collaboration, awarded to Ozarks Greenways. What can you tell us about that project?
Well, Linda, thanks so much for having me here with you this morning. And yes, the build grant is a true blue ribbon for our community. The City of Springfield convened a multidisciplinary departmental group, which included community partners from across our region, to apply for this build grant. Mm-hmm. We initially applied in 2018, didn't receive it, got some awesome feedback though, and had a very strong application, and reapplied in 2019. And then, much to our pleasant surprise, we received notification that our community had been selected to receive that build grant. It's going to be about a $26 million project, and it is really going to elevate and enhance the quality of life for our entire community, but especially that Grant Avenue corridor from Sunshine into our downtown. It's going to make our streets safer for people who bicycle and walk and are in wheelchairs. It's going to provide great connectivity for all of those folks to the schools and parks and existing greenway trails and even planned greenway trails. So it truly is beautifying an entire corridor for literally all walks of life.
Well, all those organizations you name help me segue right to another question I have. Through discussions with others, I sometimes hear that people think Ozark Greenways is just a part of Springfield Green County Parks Department. And so I think you could clarify that relationship, because you clearly mentioned quite a few other organizations,
yes,
too.
Yes, so. Great question. Lots of folks do think we are part of either the city or our Springfield Green County Park Board, which we are tremendous partners. And so think of us as that three-legged stool. Mm-hmm. And so we're able to work together. We all have a different set of skills and strengths that we can bring to this collaboration of building out our community's trail system. And so, a fun fact, once a trail is built, it becomes a linear park within the Springfield Green County Park Board system, and then they take on the ongoing maintenance and management of that system. So that really allows us to play to our strengths and collaborate to really have a seamless linear park system that will one day connect all parts of our community, including the majority of our wonderful parks.
Okay, so as a standalone that does a lot through collaboration, you are the nonprofit in the group?
Correct. We are a nonprofit. We have our 501c3 status. We were formed back in 1991, and lots of folks don't realize that we're also a land trust. So that enables us to work with private and public landowners to preserve and conserve land. So we can do that through easements, like conservation easements, recreational easements, agricultural and historical. And so we can serve in that role to work with private and public landowners to acquire the land that's necessary for our public trail system, which is great. And then we also have other funding avenues and mechanisms that nonprofits are eligible for that public entities are not eligible for. So it really allows us to leverage all of our resources that we have to build out this robust trail system.
So I did want to mention the Community Focus Report does include the information that Ozarks Greenways was instrumental in Missouri being designated a Best Trails State in 2013. And I know credit for this goes to your predecessor, Terry Whaley, but tell us your thoughts on maintaining this level of excellence in regards to recreation in our area.
That's a great question, and I think it's absolutely crucial that we maintain this high level of excellence. Our region is rich in outdoor traditions, from hiking and paddling to hunting and fishing, and now we're seeing an increase in bicycle tourism, including mountain biking. So more and more of the folks that call our region home are finding enjoyment in our beautiful outdoors. An added bonus is that we know the outdoor industry is a huge economic driver for our state. The Outdoor Industry Association reported in 2017 2017, the following numbers for Missouri. $14.9 billion in consumer spending.
Billion.
Billion. $4.6 billion in wages and salaries, and close to $900 million in state and local tax revenue. So we need to continue to preserve and protect our beautiful outdoors because it means a lot to the people who call our state home.
What a great note for us to end our series on the Community Focus Report for 2019. Mary, I want to thank you for being on our program today. My guest, again, has been Mary Cromery, Executive Director of Ozark Greenways. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. You can find this program and others in the Making Democracy Work series at ksmu.org.